be able to have Kishi Hadera, for the Shabbat tonight. Okay, the last few we've been working on Tfila, right? We worked on the Atta. Last week we worked, what did we work on?
We were on Atta last week.
Last week, we were on so I wish I'd like to present this week, for this week, also continuing Tfila. It's a very, very chashuva uzer, Rabbi Yisai. And I'm sure that you have a tu'ala from it. It gives like a special depth to the Shmoneh Esrei dimension. You know, Nusach Shmoneh Esrei was written by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Now, you know, the further back we go in Torah, the more Cheshivas, the Chomer. You have the Achronim, you have the Rishonim, and you have the Amorim, and you have Tanoim, that's like the highest. But the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they go before the Tanoim. They were in times of the Beis HaMikdash, and their level of Ruach HaKodesh is a very high level. Now they composed the Shmoneh Esrei. Now most of us look at the Shmoneh Esrei as I'm referring now to the Bakoshes, you know, from Atachainain and Hashiveinu and Slachlanu. It goes on the whole Shmoneh Esrei, but tonight we're just going to talk about the Bakoshes. So the way we look at the Nusach of the Bakoshes is that it's a very smooth, proper way of asking what you want. It's like Bakoshes, but there's nothing special about it. In other words, like you want Parnassa, so they asked for it. They made a nice Nusach Anshei Knesset HaGedolah that expresses it properly. You say what you want, and you want what you say. Baruch Aleinu L'Shem Hashem Elokeinu. It's a nice Nusach that's proper Al Pi Diktuk, Al Pi Chazal. That's asking what you want. You want Refuah for Einu Hashem and Erofe, but there's nothing special about the Nusach. But the Maaseh and Beisai, it was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and you have to understand that these people were awesome people, giants, and it is true that they made a nice Nusach and smooth, but you have to understand that every word in there is precious and has depth. Now, when I say depth, I'm not talking about Api Kabbalah, which is also true, you know, Api Nister and Kabbalah, you know, the Rashash and the Mikvukubah. I'm talking about the Pashtus HaDvarim. There's so much thought and Chidushim in the Nusach of the Davni that's there, that you can live to 120 and Davin, and even Davin Kavana, and be unaware of the beauty of each bracha. I'll just give you an example. Pick the first bracha. Atachanin Lamdas. So right away, all the brachas, first you have a bakasha, and then you make the statement. You make a statement, you know, asking for this, because Hashem is the one that supplies you what you're asking for, right? The Rofeinu Hashem b'nei Rofe, you know, because he's a Rofe, right? Baruch Aleinu, because he's the one that gives bracha. So by Das, it's the only bracha that starts off with a statement. I don't know if you probably never even took note of that. Ata Choinen Lam Das, right? You're the one that gives that. And then we say Choinenu. Why? So basically, many people, when they have such a question, first of all, there's two parts to this avoider. Just taking note of the ha'oris and then trying to know what the answer is. So most people, that once you notice the ha'ora, I call it panic for the svarim. You know, panic to the library, to the oitzis svarim, and there are mountains and mountains of svarim written pirushat tefila. But this Uvdu Rabbi Yisai, the whole to Ellis is that to use the rush. The rush is tefila. The rush is pirush on tefila, right? Our veterans over here know what I mean by the rush already, right? I mean this rush, right? You have to use your own head to try to think of a pshat. That's the crucial part of the Uvdu Rabbi Yisai. So one part is to notice the ha'orit, and then to try to think of a mahalach. Now this exercise of thinking mahalach also, besides getting, you know, a beautiful pshatim, but we all have all of us have a koyach of chiddush. We all have wellsprings inside, delicious, sweet waters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put within all of us. But we can live our whole life also without trying to tap it, you know. Like, so part of this uvda is it's something that we have to get used to doing, to draw from our own koach from within, you know. Some of us maybe do it on your own, but many of us don't do it. We hear Rabbanim giving, chizuk and shurim, but we ourselves, all of us, have this koach within us. And one of the miles of this exercise is that we're training ourselves to tap, you know, these wellsprings that we all have, that we say. So now I'll show you, we'll go further with this bracha. Atachin lamdas. That, you know, open the statement. Then we say Chonein Adam Das, right? That we make a statement. You give Adam, you Chonein Adam Das. Then we say Umlamed Lenosh Bina. So then when it comes to Bina, we call him Enosh, and we say Malamed, right? The king to Das, we said Chonein, and we call him Adam, and we say Das. We come to Bina, we say Malamed, and we call the human Enosh, and for Bina, right? You can live your whole life and not notice that difference. Then we say Choneinu Metako Deo Bina Vahaskel. And that really is a Pella, because Mimonasha, if you have to make a statement before you ask for it, so we made a statement on Das, we made a statement on Bina, but where does Haskel, where does Seichel come in? Haskel also, we asked for Seichel also, we didn't make any acknowledgement that Hashem gives it. Pella, everybody says. Then comes the whipped cream on top of the cake, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonein Ados. So what happened to the Bina and to the Haskel? Got lost, you know, somewhere. So these are such obvious ha'oris that I say again, you can live your whole life, never stop to think of it. But it's so obvious that every bracha has these different things, right? Here we say, "Feinu Hashem v'nei rofe," you know, "Cure us and we shall be cured." Like no other bracha do you do that. That you say, you know, give us that so that we'll have it. But by Rafua, for some reason, we say, Rafeinu Hashem b'nei Rafe, you know, and we say Hashem, Rafeinu Hashem, you know, Baruch Aleinu, so we thank Hashem, and then we will be healed, right? So, like, why Dafka, by Rafua, we say, if you'll give us Rafua, we'll be healed. So, I mean, it's very, right away, you can think of many different machshavas that come to your head. One of them is that, all through the dirt, I'll just give you an example of how, you know, solving the problem. Like, all through the dirt, one of the big mishenis in Rafua was that there's a very big kochiv yetim yodi in Rafua. That people feel that, you know, because we do have to go to the doctors. Hashem wants us to make use of the chokhmah of you know, Rafua. But because we have, you know, the auspices of medicine, there's a very big sakana that you know, the dafka by Rafua that rely on the doctor. Just give you a Ryan. So they, Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rofe, I believe that, yes, that we shall have Rafua, and I believe that's how we're going to get the Rafua. By you giving the Rafua, that's where we're going to get it. Not from the doctor, even though I have to go to the doctor, and you want us to to make that establishment. But nevertheless, I believe, give us the Rafua and v'nei Rofe, that's where we're going to get the Rafua from, you know. You might have another mahalo, but so Rabbi Zai, the uvda lemaisa is the exercises every day. Pick a bracha, you know, and be mispointing into it for a few minutes. I try to, like I'm doing with you now. Every bracha you'll find different oddities and things to think about. Every single one has something. You see, Rabbi Zai, when you start thinking about it, it's fascinating. You know, because like you see that you've been davening this thing for years and years and years, and you never notice it. If you start looking for it, it's beautiful to see all these different yukov. Every bracha has something. Hashiveinu or vinu l'sor secha, v'koveinu malkeinu l'avod secha. When it comes to Torah, we say ovinu. Hashiveinu ovinu l'sor secha. When it comes to avoda, v'koveinu malkeinu l'avod secha. Why by avoda do we call him malkeinu, and by Torah we say ovinu, right? Sachlonu ovinu, mechalonu, mechalonu, malkeinu, kifashanu, right? By slicha we say ovinu, and mechalonu we say malkeinu, right? Each one of us says, you see, we start looking, every bracha has interesting things, you know, and then we reverse the order, ki mochel v'slechato, right? Reversed it. So if I say that's the umta for the week. Every day pick a bracha and be misbinding into it and see if you can come up with a pshat. But don't do it while you're davening, right? During davening, you should now one of the big milas of this umta is that if you have something worked out, like so when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, one of the big difficulties that we have is the mind wanders very much. You know, so when you work on, you know, concentrating on the nusach and the pshat and nusach, so it helps. You'll find it helps tremendously to hold your attention down, you know, to the davening, because like you can use your pshatim, you know, to be mechaven, right? In other words, this is your pshat in the Shemoneh Esrei. So now you can be mechaven, and even if you don't have the pshat worked out, just that you notice that. This difference, you're not asking Ovinu, now you're asking Malkeinu. You don't know why, but at least like you're sensitive, you know, to the Nusach, so it helps to hold your attention down to the thing. I would suggest also that when you do this Uvda, like you should have a pen and paper, you should write down the Haris, write them down, if they say. Even if the questions you write down, you know, in other words, the oddities, and then if you have an answer, surely, you know, you should write it down. Okay, everybody say, clear, okay? Everybody should, have a tzlocha gedayla, maybe next week, to come with a pack of notebooks with all your chidushim. Everybody say, happy to, okay, everybody say. So, I thank Kodesh Baruch Hu that we're zeichet to be with you tonight, and Hashem should listen to our tefillahs, ourselves, and all by yourself, everybody say. Okay. Happy to have a valley.
So he trekked all the way in here, and he's trekking all the way back
for 15 minutes.
Rapid fire.
What an absolute evidence.
I like it. We didn't have to take over homework.
I was very slow on my Atta.
What?
Very interesting. The
Atta. I thought it was amazing.
The Baruch Atta, those two.
We say Baruch Atta Hashem.
Shem,
right. Let me pause.
Right.
Then I say Baruch.
Right.
Atta. It was the.
So here I found every Atta. Like you already knew what bracha you're on, so like it just made me think of like that whatever bracha that was, that like that quality of Hashem. It's like you're stopping and thinking and saying
it.
Like
the end of the bracha I was saying was slower, more deliberate. Really,
every single davening was more focused.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just that one sentence. It carried its effects all the way through all the brachas. Elevated the entire Shemoneh Esrei.
I remember last year. This year he was very specific to say that it's only the Atta after.
Yeah.
Because I have Atta listed in my.
Oh, you got all the Atta. Yeah. He said.
Well, that started happening toward the end of the week. I started to like drool it over to the other Atta.
I don't know if there was a difference. I wanted to ask you. Was there a difference in the? Like,
yeah,
in
he did specify this did, year. Last year was different. Yeah.
Okay, good. So, like, why?
Maybe it's more focused. I don't know.
Well, I have to ask him.
Maybe too much last time. Too many.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's where you get 18. There's a lot more.
There are a lot more.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm wondering if like, there's the quality, like there's the Atta's and the Bracha is different than the Atta.
Oh,
I don't know.
Good question.
I mean, that's a Ha'ar in itself. Yeah. Like, there is a few Brachas more at the beginning, which is Atta Chanina.
Right.
And a lot of the brachas, they started, they ended with Baruch Atah, whatever. They had Atah right before the Baruch.